So the concept of extended stay hotels, or reality of extended stay hotels, especially in the US, has been around for a really long time and are traditionally associated with business travelers and those on the road needing a little bit more space or needing to stay somewhere for a little bit more time. And then with Airbnb coming on the market over the years, all of this has kind of blended. I think extended stay hotels have expanded hugely. Now multiple hotel brands have several different tiers of extended stay properties, whereas 15 years ago it used to be one brand name that may have an extended stay property or one nature of that property. And I think anybody who travels regularly and stays in hotels extended stay understands the impact that Airbnb has had on the choices being made. So I think one of the big shifts in the past few years that's impacted those booking housing for projects and those looking at budgets for projects and project-based work is how a lot of this extended stay has blended, whether it's Airbnb or an extended stay hotel product. And I think the things that they need to consider when looking at extended stay hotels and Airbnb type products are kind of a three key elements to that. One is you're going to be doing a lot of it yourself. It can often look cheaper when you're looking at a simple nightly rate, but it's rarely good at the end of the day for your bottom line. A lot of people that we work with come to us because they've ended up having their more administrative roles consumed with managing accommodation. The other element I think to consider is the inflexibility of it. And bear with me there, because most people don't associate lack of flexibility with Airbnb and extended stay hotels. They think of them as having more flexibility. But in project-based work, with so many things changing, your cancellation policies might work well for extended stay or Airbnb, but not the extension policies. Almost all of our project-based work that we accommodate extends, could just be for a few days. Often it's for months at a time. And most Airbnb and extended stay offerings don't give you that option. Your departure date is the 10th of January. They will want to have somebody come in, then check in on the 10th of January and continue to stay, right? So if it is available for extension, great. Otherwise, you really don't have that much flexibility. You also don't have flexibility when it comes to setting up the units. We had a client reach out to us because the most cost-effective option was an extended stay hotel, but they could only accommodate a double bed in each hotel room. And they had reached out and said, could you take out the double beds and put or move the double bed and put another double bed in? We want the hotel room, but we want to accommodate four people in there, not two. And obviously that was something that we couldn't do. So there's not a huge amount of flexibility when it comes to that versus set having us furnish and set up an apartment. And the final element is duty of care, which is absolutely vital to all businesses today. And whilst I think extended stay hotels and Airbnb have done a lot in the past 5 to 10 years to enhance their duty of care, it's still a level of duty of care, especially with Airbnb, that most companies don't feel comfortable with. And it can be complex, more criminal type elements. Is that person allowed to rent that unit? Do they have the right to rent that unit to you? And of course, an element of safety and accuracy for the listing. But then Airbnb hosts can also cancel on you at the last minute. They might get dinged on their account, but they can just walk away from that booking. And a company like Airbnb will guarantee you get your money back in a really bad situation. You might have to fight for it. They're not going to find you anything else. And when a project manager is faced with that challenge, having an email from Airbnb saying, don't worry, we'll refund you your $10,000. Thank you very much. Still leaves them with, where is my person going to stay? Where are my people going to stay? I think those are the main things that, as a project manager or somebody looking at accommodation for a project, those are the three things that you need to consider. Is it easier to do this myself? Probably not. Might be cheaper at the front end, but unlikely at the back end. How much flexibility do I need in my project? And can that accommodation option offer that to me? And what duty of care does that accommodation provider offer to me so that I can in turn offer that to my employees?